One day, a student happened to overhear the story of the Red Room from one of his friends. He wanted to know more, so as soon as he got home, he started searching for more about it on his computer. But no matter how hard he looked, he couldn't find the website. He searched over and over until finally he found a website titled Red Room. He clicked the link, but all it had was a banner that said Red Room. Against his better judgment, he expressed his dissatisfaction. What the hell is scary about this? He couldn't understand what was supposed to be so terrifying about it. He tried closing the browser, but the Red Room banner appeared again and refused to go away. Confused, he clicked it over and over, trying to close it, but gradually, the banner began to crack. A fissure was opening in the middle of the banner. Then, as soon as it broke, the boy died. Hello, and welcome to Toshiden, Exploring Japanese Urban Legends. I'm your host, Tara A. Devlin, and on this show, we'll be looking at different urban legends from Japan, how they came about, and when possible, the truth behind them. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Patreon at Tara A. Devlin. Our Patreon also offers early access and bonus episodes, so if you'd like even more Japanese horror, head over to patreon.com/TaraA.Devlin and help support the show. On this week's episode, we're going to be looking at the urban legend of the Red Room. Chances are good you've at least heard of this one before, because it has also made its way to Western shores. The story at the beginning of this week's show is the original version, but as we'll see later, it changed somewhat over the years and became the version we know in the West today. The story of the Red Room has been around in Japan since the late 90s, around the same time as another legend called the Red Room, or occasionally, the Red-Eyed Girl. Although the two legends had very little in common otherwise, they both contained the phrase Red Room. It's possible this other story influenced the creation of this particular legend, although there's no solid evidence proving that it did. The Red Room came about during the era of pop-up ads on the internet, and at its heart is a story about the dangers of the internet. Be careful what you wish for, because you just might find it. This urban legend came about during a time when ad blockers didn't exist, and it was almost impossible to visit a website without being bombarded by hundreds of pop-up ads. Sometimes it was so bad that, no matter how many you closed, it was like they just kept coming back. Sound familiar? With the development of ad blockers and other programs to stop unwanted windows from appearing every time you visit a website, this legend doesn't hold quite as much fear as it once did. But at the time, pop-up ads were a very real problem. What if one of those ads was so persistent that if you couldn't get rid of it, you would die? urban legends are like those telephone games we used to play as children. One child at the end of the line receives a certain phrase, and they whisper it to the person beside them. This continues until it reaches the other end, and often, the message has completely changed. Each time a story is retold, the storyteller adds their own flourish, their own embellishment, their own spin on the details. The Red Room is, of course, no different. Let's take a look at a more recent version of the story. A young boy heard a story from his friend about a pop-up window you must never close, called the Red Room. A pop-up window is a window that automatically appears when you look at a website. There's no way something like that could exist, the boy thought. And when he went home, he got on the internet and, out of curiosity, started looking for it. However, he wasn't having much luck and was unable to find the website. A short while later, he entirely forgot about the Red Room. But then suddenly, he heard a voice, and at the same time, a bright red pop-up window appeared, asking, "Do you like?" The boy closed it, finding it weird. It was then that he was suddenly reminded of the Red Room story. As soon as he closed the window, it appeared again. He immediately closed it. But then it appeared again, and no matter how many times he tried, he couldn't get it to go away. The boy noticed that the letters in the window were slowly starting to change, letter by letter. "Do you like?" started to transform into "Do you like the Red Room?" Then the screen completely changed, and people's names appeared all in a row on the red screen. The boy's friend's name was included in that list. Then, right at the end, the boy noticed his own name was being added. The next day, the boy's corpse was discovered. The walls of his room painted red. This type of development and growth is common amongst urban legends as they age. The original version is very simple. The story of a student who finds a pop-up window on the internet that goes on to crack and then kills him when it breaks. It's simple and it's straight to the point. But over time, that's not enough. People want more. They add details. They embellish. They up the fear factor. Red Room has no meaning in the original story. There's no reason to be afraid of it, and it doesn't relate to anything. But over time, the story forces meaning upon it, and the Red Room becomes literal. The pop-up window will kill you, painting the walls of your room red with your own blood. That is a lot more terrifying and more likely to stick in people's minds. The story of the Red Room became so popular that someone created a flash version so people could experience the terror for themselves. It plays an animation of the earlier story, and once it's finished, if the user hasn't disabled pop-ups, one resembling the ad from the story will appear. You can still find it on the internet today, if you're brave enough to go searching for it. Then, in 2004, an 11-year-old girl murdered her 12-year-old classmate after accusing her of making fun of her online. The killing provoked debate about whether the age of criminal responsibility should be lowered again, and it was revealed that the killer was a big fan of the earlier mentioned flash animation, The Red Room. She had a website with content dedicated to the game, as well as fan fiction from Battle Royale. Akio Mori, a physiologist, tried to use this to support his theory that video games and the media make children violent. The meme character, Nevada-tan, was based on the killer of this incident, and you can find an incredible amount of fan art for her online. And that brings us to the end of this week's episode. Don't forget, you can support this show and get even more urban legends by heading over to Amazon and grabbing Toshiden, Exploring Japanese Urban Legends, right now. The book is available in ebook, paperback, or you can read it for free with Kindle Unlimited. You can also join our Patreon for early access to both this show and Koobana, true Japanese scary stories from around the internet, as well as bonus episodes and much more. Head over to koobana.net to find all those links, and I'll see you again next time for even more Toshiden, exploring Japanese urban legends. Want even more scary stories? Head over to koobana.net for new translations every week. You can also join our Patreon for exclusive stories you won't find anywhere else. Head over to koobana.net now.